in the limelight.
The FBI Director Christopher Wray has condemned the 6th of January riot at the US Capitol as an instance of domestic terrorism, whilst defending the Bureau's handling of intelligence indicating that violence was likely. The article you're about to hear has been written by The Guardian journalist Joanne Grieve. The piece is titled FBI Chief Calls Capitol Attack Domestic Terrorism and Defends US Intelligence. Stay with us for more of Joanne Grieve's article. The FBI Director Christopher Wray has condemned the 6th of January riot at the US Capitol as an instance of domestic terrorism, whilst defending the FBI's handling of intelligence indicating that violence was likely. That attack, that siege was criminal behavior, plain and simple, and it's behavior that we, the FBI, view as domestic terrorism, Wray told the Senate Judiciary Committee on Tuesday, 2nd of March 2021. He also said the Bureau was pursuing about 2,000 domestic terrorism investigations, up from 1,400 cases at the end of 2020. Donald Trump incited the Capitol attack, telling his supporters at a rally near the White House to fight like hell in an attempt to overturn his electoral defeat based on the lie, repeatedly thrown out of court, that Biden won thanks to electoral fraud. 5 people, including a Capitol police officer, were killed in the riot. Donald Trump was impeached on a charge of inciting an insurrection, but acquitted when only 7 Republican senators voted to convict him. Christopher Wray told senators the attack had no place in our democracy, and tolerating it would make a mockery of our nation's rule of law. The FBI was aggressively pursuing those who carried out the attack, he said, adding that investigations were underway in 55 of 56 FBI field officers. More than 200 people have been charged. His comments in his first appearance before Congress since the Capitol attack amounted to the FBI's most vigorous defense against the suggestion it did not adequately communicate to police the distinct possibility of violence as lawmakers gathered to certify presidential election results on Wednesday, 6th of January. The FBI Director Christopher Wray told lawmakers information was properly shared before the riot, even though it was raw and unverified. A 5th of January report from the FBI field office in Norfolk, Virginia, warned of online posts foreshadowing a war in Washington the following day. Capitol Police leaders have said they were unaware of that report and received no intelligence from the FBI that would have led them to expect the sort of violence which ensued. Christopher Wray said the Norfolk report was shared through the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force, discussed at a command post, and posted on an internal portal. Ideally, the FBI would have had more time to try to corroborate it, he said. Our folks made the judgment to get that to the relevant people as quickly as possible, Wray said. He was also pressed on how the FBI is confronting a national security threat from white nationalists and domestic violent extremists, and whether it has adequate resources to address those issues. Christopher Wray described white supremacist extremism as a persistent, evolving threat that has grown since he took over the FBI in 2017. White supremacists make up the biggest chunk of our domestic terrorism portfolio overall, he said, adding that such people have been responsible for the most lethal attacks over the last decade. The violence at the Capitol made clear that a law enforcement agency that remade itself after the 11 September 2001 attacks to deal with international terrorism is now scrambling to address homegrown violence and terrorism from white Americans. The Biden administration has asked its National Intelligence Director, Avril Haines, to work with the FBI and Department of Homeland Security to assess that threat. In his opening statement, FBI Director Christopher Wray said, 6th of January was not an isolated event. The problem of domestic terrorism has been metastasizing across the country for a number of years now, and it's not going away anytime soon. The committee chairman, Dick Durbin, asked if the FBI believed the insurrection was carried out by fake Trump protesters. The Illinois Democrats' question came 2 weeks after Republican Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson amplified baseless claims that left-wing provocateurs carried out the attack on the Capitol. We have not seen evidence of that at this stage, Christopher Wray said. In answer to Patrick Leahy of Vermont, another Democratic senator, he said, We have not, to date, seen any evidence of anarchist violence, extremists, or people subscribing to Antifa, anti-fascist groups, in connection with 6th of January. Wray has kept a low profile since the Capitol attack. Though he has briefed lawmakers and shared information with law enforcement, Tuesday's hearing was his first public appearance before Congress since before the election. He was also likely to face questions about a massive Russian hack of corporations and U.S. government agencies, which happened when elite hackers injected malicious code into a software update.